The Truth About Lies: Why Jesus Is More Relevant Than You Think. J. Max Stiles, 10 Publishing, 2023, 80 pages. A book review from Books at a Glance by Seth E. Porch. The author of Hebrews warns against the hardening effect deceitful sin has on the heart. Hebrews 3:13. Gripped by darkness, people reject the light, preferring to wallow in the little make-believe worlds they construct for themselves. And the prince of the power of the air, the deceitful ancient serpent, seeks constantly to reinforce those lies. The great hope Christians have to offer the world is the good news of our Savior, the true light who often offers forgiveness, redemption, and hope. This is the simple and profound message which J. Max Stiles, longtime pastor and missionary, offers in The Truth About Lies, Why Jesus Is More Relevant Than You Think. Confronting the darkness of the world, Stiles wields the sword of the Spirit with pen and ink, calling unbelievers to forsake the palatable, poisonous lies which plague our minds and media. He aims to persuade readers that Jesus is who he said he was and that he has enormous relevance for each life. Page 1. Waking from darkness. There are countless ways to present this good news. Stiles' particular approach is a strategic counteroffensive against the relentless waves of lies that daily wash over the world. Walking through various episodes in Jesus' life, Stiles names the lie, demonstrates why it is false, and with pastoral wisdom, explains how truth himself sets people free from that lie. As he points out, there is no other way. While apart from the gracious work of Christ, people may be able to modify their behavior, they cannot escape deceit. We do not need to be convinced of the lies that pervade our thinking. They run so deep in us that we believe them to be self-evident. Page 3. We often imbibe the culture's lies without even noticing them. They come to us in many forms: movies, music, social media, corporate memos, judicial rulings, governing mandates, and commercials. Waking the dead from their deceit-laden dream world requires more than a gentle pat. With a disarming and winsome confidence, Stiles calls readers to repent, embrace true life in Christ, and walk in the light. Lies we believe. While the form of lies proliferate until their number is legion, their origins are more modest in number. Stiles tackles some of the more prevalent ones, which stand in the way of belief and discourage the children of God. These include such lies as, "I don't matter to God," chapter 1, "being good is good enough," chapter 2, "Jesus is an inspiration," chapter 3, "I've got to look out for number 1," chapter 4, "I've got my truth, you've got yours," chapter 5, "death is the end," chapter 6, "everyone goes to heaven," chapter 7, and "I can't change," chapter 8. Of these lies, perhaps one of the most easily digestible is lie number 4, which tells us truth is malleable. As his starting point for tackling this lie, Stiles takes Jesus' interaction with Pilate's famous query, "What is truth?" John 18:38. Drawing readers into the story, Stiles points out the simple fact that no one really follows the logic of this lie in every area of life. People tend to seek flexibility in truth when it is most convenient to them. Pilate's convenient ignoring of truth cost Jesus his, and as far as we know, cost Pilate his own soul. "The truth does matter," Stiles claims, "and if you go against the grain of the universe like Pilate, you will get splinters." Page 46. Truth, he explains, is not an object we manipulate, but a person who confronts us. Pilate's question began with the wrong interrogative, not what, but who. By his confronting us, that person seeks to open our eyes, release our bonds, and lead us forth in true life. Page 75. Walking in light. Stiles' pastoral burden is that people would embrace the truth of Christ. This book is not designed as an academic exploration of the deceit that characterizes the present age, but a straightforward call to repent and believe. With clarity and conviction, he briefly exposes falsehood, presents truth, and offers the hope of restored relationships with the living God. The book will be useful in a variety of contexts, including, but not limited to, conversations with unbelievers, discipling young believers, providing conversation material with children, and presenting an opportunity for all believers to assess the messages they imbibe. Seth E. Porch, Minneapolis, Minnesota.